content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Deb Zuver for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections. Every month we'll share news and introduce you to people in the community making a difference. First off, some announcements. From the American Foundation for the Blind, tell us your experiences and opinions about AI, about artificial intelligence. You are invited to join a study connected and conducted by the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. As artificial intelligence chatbots and apps become more commonplace, we want to hear from you. We invite you to fill out our survey. Tell us whether or not you've been using AI, what you use it for, what you think about AI, and any problems you have had with AI systems. We want to learn how AI experiences differ between people with and without disabilities. We'll use what we learn to inform AI companies and policymakers so they can make AI as accessible as possible to everyone. Anyone in the United States who is at least 18 years old can fill out the survey. You do not have to have a disability to take the survey. The survey should take about 30 to 45 minutes to complete. And if you take the survey, you can enter a raffle to win one of 20 $50 gift cards. The American Foundation for the Blind invites people with any type of disability to take the survey. The survey is screen reader accessible. They offer a certified deaf interpreter or scribe who can record your spoken answers if you wish. You can also take the survey with your own ASL interpreter or communication assistant. So you will find the form at afb.org/research-and-initiatives/take-action/exploring-artificial-intelligence-study. And they offer this note that in order to prevent scammers from taking the survey, they ask that you not share this information or the study link on social media. They have a separate flyer for social media use. If you have any questions or you need more information, please contact Dr. Ariel Silverman, AFB Director of Research. Email is asilverman@afb.org or 202-469-6832. That's 202-469-6832. And the survey will close on September 30th, so don't miss that opportunity. Next, the Arts Access Gallery is now on Bloomberg Connects. Explore the Arts Access Gallery with our digital museum guide on Bloomberg Connects, the free arts and culture app. Our guide showcases current and past exhibitions, includes audio description, and more. Use the app during a visit, at home, or anywhere, anytime. Download the Bloomberg Connects app and search Arts Access North Carolina, or you could visit the guide on your web browser. So a little more about Bloomberg Connects. It supports arts and culture around the world. You can explore expert curated guides from cultural institutions across the globe. With the free Bloomberg Connects app, explore expert-curated content and guides to over 1,000 museums, galleries, sculpture parks, gardens, and other cultural spaces from the palm of your hand. It is free. And from behind the scenes guides, you've got artists and expert curated video and audio content. Bloomberg Connects makes it easy to discover arts and culture anytime, anywhere. You'll find it features thousands of hours of bespoke audio, video, and text content, with more content being added every month. The app makes it easy for you to explore arts and culture on your own time, at your own pace. There's quick snackable content and deep dives. On site or from home, in your city, around the world, all guides are downloadable, allowing you to explore them even when you're offline. It's like your personal curator on and off site. And beyond unique content and guides, the app offers a number of tools to enhance your in-person visit to a culture institution. Again, free to download, free to use. The app was created by Bloomberg Philanthropies to help make art and offerings of cultural organizations more acceptable and accessible, rather, not just to those visiting in person, but to people around the world. It was designed with a variety of built-in accessibility features, including voiceover, captions and audio transcripts, image zoom, and font size adjustment. They designed the app to remove barriers to experiencing arts and culture. It's free for institutions and cultural partners, too. So there are exclusive app-only stories and insights from partner artists, curators, and experts. Bloomberg Connects is free to download and use with no limits whatsoever on how many digital guides you can explore. Go to the website, www.bloombergconnects.org. One more announcement, the free White Cane program. The White Cane allows you to travel independently and safely. No blind person should be without one. That from the free cane at nfb.org, the National Federation of the Blind. They're offering you a free one. You can order a new one every 6 months. The National Federation of the Blind has distributed nearly 100,000 free white canes since 2008. The White Cane gives blind people the ability to achieve a full and independent life, allowing us to travel freely and safely. They started a free white cane program because they believe that no blind person should be without a white cane, regardless of his or her ability to pay for it. And a quote from a user, "Your gift of a white cane could not have come at a better time for me. My wonderful wife of 43 years, who has Alzheimer's, has moved to an assisted living facility. The only place I could find to get a cane was a 14-hour round trip for me, and I can't drive anymore. What you have done for me, I will remember for the rest of my life." So you can complete the online free white cane online application. It says any blind individual in the 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico can request a cane for their personal use. Requests can be made as often as every 6 months. And then choosing your cane size. Canes distributed through the free white cane program are straight fiberglass canes, so they're not folding or telescoping. All canes are white with a loop on top of the handle and come with a cane tip. For adult first-time cane users, we recommend measuring from your shoulders to the floor. The cane needs to reach about 2 steps in front of where you are stepping. The speed of your pace and length of your stride will make a difference. More experienced cane travelers may wish to have a longer cane, measuring at least chin height. For children, teens, and young adults who are first-time cane users, we recommend measuring from your chin to the floor. More experienced cane travelers may wish to have a longer cane, measuring at least nose height. Cane travel training. Because they are committed to ensuring that everyone can acquire the training he or she needs to use the white cane, we are proudly affiliated with top-notch model training centers. The innovative training programs pioneered at these centers are increasingly replicated by other rehabilitation agencies and providers. For more information on cane travel and techniques, we invite you to read Care and Feeding of the Long White Cane, Instructions in Cane Travel. And for more information, you can go to freecane at nfb.org or area code 410-659-9314. And again, that's the National Federation of the Blind. 410-659-9314. Moving on to profiles. This is from foreseeablefuture.org. Paraglide Foundation is making a difference in the lives of blind athletes. Since 2017, this nonprofit has provided sighted guides and other support to blind and visually impaired athletes. When Shannon Hunahan moved to Charlotte, North Carolina from Houston, she was surprised to discover there were no resources that supported blind athletes in triathlon and other similar sports. Hunahan, a non-disabled triathlete, had become acquainted with several blind athletes in Houston, a city with several such groups. Shortly after arriving in Charlotte, Hunahan met Paul Harold, a fellow triathlete. When Hunahan expressed her amazement that a city with a large number of blind athletes had no resources or support, the two began discussing the idea of forming a nonprofit that would provide sighted guides for blind runners, cyclists, swimmers, and others who need assistance. Paul and I put our heads together to see what we could do, especially with regard to the tandem bicycles, because they're hard to come by, explained Hunahan, a USAT certified coach. Getting a guide and teaching someone how to run with a tether, that's pretty accessible. There's not a whole lot of cost, but a tandem bike or any bike costs a lot of money, not to mention maintenance, tubes, tires. Paraguide was officially established in 2017 with Hunahan as executive director. She and Harold immediately launched an aggressive fundraising campaign to purchase and fix up tandem bikes and ship them to athletes across the U.S. They also recruited volunteers and hosted clinics for those interested in becoming a guide. We started out with 5 guides, and now we've trained over 250 guides. We support over 100 blind athletes all over the U.S. and other places like the U.K. and Australia, which is pretty neat, she says. Paraguide's mission goes well beyond simply providing guides. The mission is to pursue accessibility, inclusion, and equity for blind athletes of all ages, races, and backgrounds. Part of that focus is making sure athletes have the same access at events as their sighted peers. When reaching out to race directors, Hunahan explains that a sighted guide is as essential as a prosthetic or wheelchair. She says it's not an option, it's a necessity. One of my favorite things to do is to help educate race directors. That's something I do on a regular basis. I'm more than happy to do that, because I think most of the time people want to learn and do better. They want to make their events more accessible. But maybe they just haven't been presented with that situation before. A common misconception Hunahan and Harold encounter is a guide has to be capable of going at high speed. This is not the case at Paraguide, because we support people of all paces, ages, speeds, and ability. Anyone can be a guide. Every time we go to one of these clinics, people say, I don't know if I'm fast enough. There is a place for you. Everyone is fast enough. Guides are only one facet of the foundation's services. Athletes are also provided with coaching and training plans to prepare them for events. Using a remote cycling system called Trainer Road, coaches can tailor workouts to an individual cyclist's needs. The program, used over Wi-Fi, is accessible for blind users. During the pandemic, Paraglide shipped fitness equipment so athletes could continue training and exercising at home without interruption. She says everyone was stuck at home. They couldn't go to their gym, outside with their tandem or pilot because of the pandemic. We started taking donated bikes and refurbishing them, cleaning them up a little bit, putting them on stationary trainers. We were able to do that for 50 blind and visually impaired individuals here in the Carolinas. That was huge. Transportation to and from events is another obstacle many blind athletes face. Paraglide minimizes that barrier by providing rides and transporting equipment in vans borrowed from a local storage company. A lot of our folks use public transportation like the train or bus system, but those are not always available. So we started using our guide and volunteer network to help pick people up, take them where they need to go, make sure they have what they need, and get back to their homes. Paraglide serves people of all ages, including children. Services are provided free of charge to athletes. Everyone in the organization is a volunteer, including Houlihan and Harold. Many of the donations and sponsorships have come from contacts in the triathlon space, and the response has been enthusiastic. Most of our sponsors were like, "That's awesome, we want in." That's where we started, and then we applied for grants. Several of those grants have come from Foreseeable Future Foundation. The funds are being used to conduct more guide clinics. We've really enjoyed having a relationship with Foreseeable Future since we began. Without the grants, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Running doesn't cost a lot of money and doesn't take up a lot of resources. But it costs money to put tubes and tires on bikes or fix a broken chain. Moving forward, Houlihan wants to increase awareness of Paraglide services and connect more blind athletes with guides. Being a part of their solution to get to a finish line at a race outweighs her own personal satisfaction as a triathlete. Oh, it's very rewarding. There's a lot of ways you can help your community. For me, being able to give back to the triathlon and running community is really where my passion is. Being able to share that with other people, it's hard to beat. It's the best. You can learn more at paraglide.org. And our next profile, Judy Davis, helping others with low vision thrive in North Carolina and beyond. When Judy Davis was a young child, her older sister started having trouble seeing at night. And tests revealed that she had retinitis pigmentosa, an eye disease that causes progressive vision loss over time. The diagnosis came as a surprise because RP is a genetic disease that hadn't shown up in the family before. Still, doctors thought it was a good idea to test Judy too. As it turns out, Judy had also been born with RP, and while most people with RP don't have symptoms until they reach their 40s or 50s, in my family, she says, it hit early. By the time Judy was in her early 20s, she decided it would be best to learn Braille. At that time, she was living in Pennsylvania, and the state provided her with a teacher. "But I had two small children running around the house," she says, "and trying to keep my kids out of trouble and learning Braille from a person at the same time didn't work." So the teacher introduced Judy to Hadley, where she could study and learn at her own pace. Judy was also an avid college student, earning her undergrad degree in school media services and a master's degree in library science. Yet with all those learning activities on her plate, not to mention parenting, she still found time for another important pastime, going to meetings with a low vision support group. Finding a support group was transformative for Judy, as it gave her an opportunity to share with people who had similar experiences. This journey is so much better when you have friends that can tell you what's ahead and just give you guidance, she says. I think they're one of the best ways for people to start learning to cope with vision loss, so they know it's possible and can share their stories and talk about things with somebody. Ever since then, Judy has looked for support groups wherever she lives, and in each group, she's become deeply involved, going from a participant to a contributor to a group facilitator. With her current group in Asheville, North Carolina, she's now a group leader, making it easier for others to connect too. In fact, when the COVID pandemic struck in 2020, Judy worked with Hadley to move meetings onto Zoom, and now the group is more than a local resource, drawing members from several states. Judy lives alone with her two dogs, Orville, a black lab who serves as her guide dog, and Prince, a yellow lab who has retired from that position. She learned to use a white cane in her 20s when she realized she wasn't getting out as much as she'd like with her young daughter. Later, when she realized once again that she wasn't walking as much as she'd like, she made the decision to get a guide dog. It's a very different form of travel, and I love it, she says. For every new option that Judy's explored, she's been able to reach out to her support group, the members and others, including Hadley discussion groups, for their input and experiences. She also reaches out online, taking workshops through Hadley to learn about using technology and more, where she appreciates the constant reassurance and encouragement. That's a big part of vision loss, Judy says. You have to learn to be patient with yourself. Learn to take that deep breath and say, okay, this can be done by other people with vision loss, so I know I can do it. Recently, Judy signed up to be a peer mentor with Hadley, where she can share her own knowledge and encouragement with others. Judy's learned a lot about vision loss over the years, and her advice for others is threefold. First, don't try to hide it, she says. The sooner you start sharing your story with other people, the sooner people will understand. And she recommends finding a support group as a great way to start. Second, Judy encourages people to find the tools and resources they need to stay active, explaining that exercise has been a great technique for helping her cope with vision loss. My walks help ground me, and I enjoy my encounters with others, she says. And third, Judy recommends finding ways to volunteer to help others. There's nothing like helping someone else to make one feel happier, she says. Judy learned a lot from Hadley. It was such a part of her experience as a young woman. So let's learn about a little more information. Founded in 1920 by William Hadley, an educator who lost his eyesight later in life, Hadley offers practical help, connection, and support free of charge to anyone with a visual impairment, their families, and professionals supporting them. With Hadley, you can discover new ways to do things that have become more difficult due to vision loss, and you can connect with the network of peers who get it. And you don't need to come to Hadley. Hadley's help comes to you online, on the phone, or through the mail. As a nonprofit 501c3 organization, Hadley relies on contributions from individuals, foundations, and corporations to fund programs. Since relaunching in July 2020, more than 100,000 have joined the Hadley community, and their workshops have 98% satisfaction ratings. Hadley's help reaches all 50 states and more than 100 countries. Hadley works closely with the National Eye Institute and the National Eye Health Education Program, as well as many other national and international organizations, also serving older adults adjusting to vision loss. If you'd like to make Hadley's help more readily available to you, learn more about partnering. The mission for Hadley is to provide both practical and social-emotional help to older adults and others adjusting to vision loss, empowering them to adapt and thrive. You can email info@hadleyhelps.org. That's H-A-D-L-E-Y-H-E-L-P-S www.wineandwine.org. They're in Winnetka, Illinois. The phone number to contact them, toll-free, 800-323-4238. Don't miss some arts opportunities coming up. Get your tickets. There's some wonderful audio description opportunities at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts. You're going to find Beauty and the Beast on September 6th at the 2 p.m. performance. Disney's 30th anniversary production of Beauty and the Beast, the breathtaking musical filled with the romance and grandeur audiences know and love. This enchanting and timeless tale has been brought to life like never before with spectacular new sets, dazzling costumes. The show boasts Oscar-winning and Tony Award nominated score, including classic songs Be Our Guest and Beauty and the Beast. Some of the original Tony Award-winning artist team members are reuniting for this production, including composer Alan Menken, lyricist Tim Rice, and choreographer Matt West. So don't miss that. September 6, 2 p.m. performance. And at DPAC, their trained audio describers provide a live descriptive delivery of the action and visual elements of a performance in between the dialogue and or music with guests listening to your small FM through a small FM receiver. So it's available on request. The Broadway performance is first or second Saturday matinee. It's normally available. Make your request at least 2 weeks prior to the performance, and you can submit your request by emailing DPAC at accessibleservices@dpacnc.com. And once it's confirmed, you'll be contacted by the ticketing team, and you can purchase a ticket. And then the next one is a wonderful Mad Libs Live. Mad Libs Live. And involving teen superstars. And that's at Raleigh Little Theater, September 14. Audio description. To get tickets for Mad Libs Live, go to https://raleighlittletheater.org/shows/madlibs. September 14, 2 p.m. audio description. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Community Connections. I'm Deb Zuver for the North Carolina Reading Service. Community Connections is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. We'd love to hear any comments, suggestions, questions. Please call 919-832-5138. You could be a sponsor of Community Connections. You can give us suggestions. 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Deb Zuver.